Good afternoon, everybody. This is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another daily Bible reading. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 18, and we will pick up from where we left off. 1 Chronicles chapter 18. Now after this, it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them, and took Gath and her towns out of the hand of the Philistines. And he smote Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants and brought gifts. And David smote Hadarezer, king of Zobah, unto Hamath, as he went to establish his dominion by the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. David also halved all the chariot horses, but reserved of them 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. Then David put garrisons in Syria, Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought gifts. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer and brought them to Jerusalem, likewise from Tebahath and from Chun, cities of Hadarezer, brought David very much brass, wherewith Solomon made the brazen sea and the pillars and the vessels of brass. Now when Tohu, king of Hamath, heard how David had smitten all the hosts of Hadarezer, king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram, his son, to King David to inquire of his welfare and to congratulate him because he had fought against Hadarezer and smitten him. For Hadarezer had war with Tohu and with him all manner of vessels of gold and silver and brass. Them also King David dedicated unto the Lord with the silver and the gold that he had brought from all these nations, from Edom and from Moab, and from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines, and from Amalek. Moreover, Abishai the son of Zariah slew of the Edomites in the valley of Salt 18,000. And he put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. So David reigned over all Israel and executed judgment and justice among all his people. And Joab the son of Zeruiah was over the host, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud recorder, and Zadok the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech the son of Abiathar were the priests, and Shavsha was scribe, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Kerethites, and the Pelethites, and the sons of David were chief about the king. 1 Chronicles chapter 19. Now it came to pass after this that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will shew kindness unto Hunon, the son of Nahash, because his father shewed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hunan to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hunan, Thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Are not his servants come unto thee for to search and to overthrow and spy out the land? Wherefore Hunan took David's servants and shaved them, and cut off their garments in the midst, hard by their buttocks, and sent them away. Then there were certain, and told David how the men were served, and he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then returned. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves odious to David, who Hunan and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariot, to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia and out of Syria, Makkah and out of Zobah. So they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Makkah and his people, who came and pitched before Madiba. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities and came to battle. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the hosts of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array before the gate of the city. And the kings that were come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered unto the hand of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God. And let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew nigh before the Syrians unto the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, they likewise fled before Abishai his brother, and entered into the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they sent messengers and drew forth the Syrians that were beyond the river. And Shophach, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went out before them. And it was told David, and he gathered all Israel and passed over Jordan and came upon them and set the battle in array against them. So when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, they fought with him. But the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew of the Syrians 7,000 men which fought in chariots, and 4,000 footmen, and killed Shophach, the captain of the host. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worst before Israel, they made peace with David and became his servants. Neither would the Syrians help the children of Ammon anymore. 1 Chronicles chapter 20. And it came to pass that after the year was expired, at that time that kings go out to battle, Joab led forth the power of the army and wasted the country of the children of Ammon and came and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried at Jerusalem, and Joab smote Rabbah and destroyed it. And David took the crown of their king from off their head and found it to weigh a talent of gold, and there was precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head, and he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city. And he brought out of the people that were in it, and cut them with saws, and with harrows of iron, and with axes. Even so dealt David with all the cities of the children of Ammon. And David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after this, that there arose a war at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibkai the Hushite slew Sipai that was of the children of the giant that they subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines. And Elihan the son of Yair slew Lami the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear staff was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 4 and 26 on each, 4 and 26 on each hand, and 6 on each foot. And he also was the son of the giant. But when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimei, David's brother, slew him. These were born unto the giant in Gath. And they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. All right, you guys, that's going to be it for today. I hope this is a blessing to you, and I pray that it is. Please keep me in prayer for the preaching and then the reading of the Word. Pray that God will take these videos and do with them as He wills. Feel free to share them with whoever as the Lord directs. And please pray for my Facebook ministry, YouTube ministry, and sermon audio ministry. If you'd like to check my YouTube page out, you just go to youtube.com. And when you get there, you type in Fishers of Men Ministries, Brandon Swanson. And that should be the first thing that pops up. If not, you might have to scroll down a little bit. And if you like what we do, you can subscribe to the channel. And if you want updates to all the videos that I do, you just hit the notification bell and click all. And that way you can get all the updates to all the new videos that I put out. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. You can feel free to add me on Facebook and check out our live videos when I do them. And or you can go to Sermon Audio and type in Fishers of Men Ministries, and I should be there too. And I have all the messages that I preach and all the Bible readings that I've done on there as well. Amen. So hope this is a blessing to you. Pray for me. Pray for my ministry. Pray that God will take it and do with it as He wills. And pray that God will be glorified in all this. And thank you all for tuning in today. God bless you guys. I love you. This is Brother Brandon. I'm signing off for the day. Love you guys. God bless you. And we'll see you on the next one. God bless you guys. See ya. Bye.